Welcome to the Tzorba Mirabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
Okay, let's begin our next discussion of dealing with animals on Shabbos, the final shiur of dealing with animals on Shabbos, before we get to the world of Muksa, which starts next shiur. So this was the second part of shiur number 4 in volume number 20 of the Tzorba Mirabanan Shiurim. As we know, the Lax family volumes, and this is the Niyaza family volume, and we are in shiur number 4. The shiur was sponsored, dedicated to the merit of Refuah Shleima for Anat Chana Bas Fula, and in honor of all the incredible Torah that Tzorba provides to help people learn and transform their lives. So we are dealing with animals on Shabbos, and we dealt with trapping animals, we dealt with killing animals, and now, starting on page 185, we're going to deal with a very lamaisa question, and that is moving animals and touching animals, the issues of muksa, and how to deal with feeding animals, a separate issue to Rabbanan, as we'll see. So we start with page 185, the issue of moving animals. So it seems pretty clear from the Gemara and from the Poskim that animals are muksa on Shabbos. Animals are not designated, and they are inherently muksa, and that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Tef Mem Gimel. The Gemara there talks about the principle of mevatel kli mehechano, which we'll have to get to, Be'ez Hashem, in muksa issues. One is not allowed to make something that is mukhan, which is prepared, to make it muksa, to make it not usable on Shabbos. Rashi discusses and Tosfos discusses what the svar for that is. Is it an issue of soser, you're akilu halachically destroying the kli? Is it bona, you're like cementing the kli into the ground, bona? But either way, but the Gemara says, there is no problem though with kofen es asal lefnei avrochim, source number 24. We're starting on 185. Kofen es asal is allowed to turn over a basket so that chicks will go up and down the basket on Shabbos. She'alav she'erdu. V'ksavar mutal taltolo. So, and there's no problem with that. So the Gemara says, Vatanya aslo tatalo. But there's a reason that says that once you do that, your little basket that you're turned over is muksa. So is it muksa or is it not muksa? The Gemara says, Ba'odan alav. While the chick is on top, so then the bowl is kind of what's called a basis ladavar ha'asr. It is a support for a devar muksa, so it's muksa. But once the chick went off, then it is not muksa. But what's clear from that? That the chick itself is muksa. The only shaila is whether the basket underneath is muksa or not. But the chick clearly is muksa. And that's what the Magen Mishnah says, and others. The Magen Mishnah says, and the Rambam, chafei, upirusho ha'afrochim, v'shum behema chayva of, chayim, einam utar betotol, lafi she'enam ru'uyim. Muksa, animals are muksa, right? They have no inherent purpose, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, source 26, arachayim shinches, Aser letalta muk behema chayva of. Right, shinches is all about muksa. Shin yudches is bishul, shin yudtes is borer, shinches. Those are three of the most common and important simonim to learn lamaisa. Shinches, shin yudches, and shintes. So Shulchan Aruch says aser letalta behema chayva of. Animals are muksa, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah points out that because animals are muksa, even where trapping an animal is allowed, as we discussed, where it's going to cause a great pain, but picking it up with one's hands is not allowed. Says the Mishnah Berurah there on that Shulchan Aruch, source 27. Afilum yachol lagia lehefzal yaitam. Even if a loss can be caused, kigon shaof poreach al gabi akelim. A bird is flooding around the kelim. V'yachol l'shabram, and he could break it with his wings, with his fluttering. Afilu achi asu l'tafzam biyadayim. Still, it's asu to grab it. Afilu mumur gal bebayis mikvar. Desu ein bo misham l'chashas seda. Even if there's no trapping issue, animals are muksa. Afilo hachi litlam biyadayim aser mishum muksa. Eli africhena me'alem, shooing them away. And even if my hand touches them, when I'm shooing them, that I didn't mean to touch the animal, and that's in a moving muksa in an unusual way, as we'll get to the details of muksa. So this is the yesod of the Gemara. The question is, the Gemara is talking about, you know, animals like chickens and cows and other types of animals that are farm animals. But what about pets? Right, it doesn't seem to be so common that in the days of the Talmud, there were animals that people kept as for fun and enjoyment. So do we say that pets are different because that is inherently a toy, inherently non-muksa because I've designated it beforehand? So what do we say? So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Hei and elsewhere in Source 28 discusses Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda often the Gemara beginning of Beitza. Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. That is not exactly right. The Gemara says that sometimes, but what that means to say is Rabbi Yehuda has a more expansive shita of muksa, and Rabbi Shimon has a less expansive shita of muksa. But everybody holds the concept of muksa, of some muksas, but there are major machlokas tanoims and machlokas mishonim, what muksas we hold of. So the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Mem Hei that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that there are less muksas that we hold of. Says the Gemara, Imam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? That there are less muksas? There was an elderly man that asked Rabbi Yochanan, Kida Shaltarna Goles Malatutule Beshabbos. If you have a nest of a chicken, the nest, are you allowed to move that? Is that muksa? The nest? Amarle, Klum Asui Elolatarna Golim. The answer given, Rabbi Yochanan says, well, isn't that made for chickens? And if it's made for chickens, then it's not made for you. And therefore, it's muksa. And there you see Rabbi Yochanan is quoting that. But one second. If Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon, that he doesn't hold of too many muksas, so why here would he say it is muksa? Ask the Gemara, doesn't that show that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Answers the Gemara, no. Maybe there it's a muksa that even Rabbi Shimon would hold like. There's a dead chick. And there's a dead chick in the basket, so the basket is a basel sadavar asa. The dead chick is muksa; it has no purpose, and therefore it is muksa, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Wait a minute, a dead chick? Asa says, why don't you say a live chick? Right? Didn't we just say earlier, right, based on source number 24, that kofan asasal of nefer ochim, chicks and all animals are muksa? So why does the Gemara have to say, oh, the basket is muksa, the nest is muksa, because there's a dead chick in there? Even if it's a live chick, wouldn't that be muksa? Wouldn't that be a buses? Says Tosfos, no. Tosfos has a deya there, Shabbos Bemhei, Pirish Harav Rabbeinu Yosef. Delo nakat efroachai, mishum dechai chazi l'shatek botinok, kishaboche. A little chick could be used as a toy to entertain a child, a baby, when the baby is crying. So therefore, Rav Yosef said, that's why it doesn't say live chick, because a live chick is not muksa. Says Tosfos ve'enira. I don't think that's the pshat. Or, right, you have to, maybe this Gemara is Deloki Hilchasa. Why? Because Tosfos quotes the other Gemara from 2 daf ago. B'yahita kovanat hazalaf ne'efrochem, mashmet ha'asa l'taltel. Mashmet ha'asa b'taltel. That can't be the pshat here of why it says dead chick instead of live chick, because even live chicks are going to be usser. Even a live chick is going to be usser. So Tosfos holds, based on the Gemara earlier that we had on Daf Mem Gimel in Source 24, that even a live chick, even if it has a use, right? He's not arguing that you're not going to use this chick to entertain a child. Even if it has a use, it's going to be muksa. That's what Tosfos holds. He quotes this day of Rav Rabbeinu Yosef, but Tosfos does not accept that day. And the Rush also does not accept that. The Maharach Arzarua, that's the son of the Arzarua. Rabbi Yitzchak Arzarua wrote the Arzarua, one of the great Ashkenazic Baalei Tosfos. And then his son, Rabbi Chaim Arzarua, wrote a separate Sefer of Tshuvas, and it's called Maharach Arzarua, to separate it from the Arzarua. So he asked the question to the Rush, right? They were contemporaries. The Maharach Arzarua asks, what do you say about pets, animals that people have? Vod hodieni, kinirali, source 30. Afa bisha baalei chayim muksim ninu, even though animals are muksa, that's only talking about farm animals that are not there for entertainment purposes. Mikal makom nirali, lahatir tiltaltel ofot samitzafsim bekal noak bekluvo. What about parrots? What about birds who have a nice sound? Kivan shebnei adam nenim bekolam la muksim ninu. I would think that there shouldn't be muksa because people get benefit from them. And then he says, he asked that question to the Rush. Ani bedas Chaim Eliezer ben Rabbeinu Yitzchak. So the Maharach Arzarua asked that to the Rush, and the Rush answers, V'yala ofos lo malani li belahatir. Sorry, though, seems to make some sense, but I can't matir. Dein lomot heter, shimush bali chayim, heter kalim. Fine, kalim, once they have a usage, we're going to say that that is, for sure, not muksa. But animals are different. It could be chazal asred animals lo plug. V'yesh leser yoser b'bali chayim, deimishtam sh'b'bali chayim, v'lo plug rabbanim b'bali chayim, lo plug. So Tosfos and the Rush come to the maskana that animals are muksa. You can't move animals. Again, touching muksa, we mentioned, and we will mention, is not an issue, but touching, if you touch something, if I touch a car with my finger, it's not going to move it. But if I touch any animal, l'chora, that's going to move it, and moving animals are muksa. So Tosa the Rush quote that, it's muksa, Chazal did not differentiate. But is there what to rely on? Is there anybody? So there is a Rav Moshe. There's a Rav Moshe in Chelek Ches, Chelek Hey of the Igros Moshe, which was printed. It's in volume 8. It was printed posthumously, but it's Orach Chaim Chelek Hey. And 31 Sheila, and you'll see what was added in here. Sheila Tziporim Ktanim, little birds, Shemitzafsefim, that like a parrot, Viktanim and Mesakanimon, and the kids play with it. Heim Dino Kamuksa. Is that muksa? Because Tosfos Shabbos Memhei Hitir Rav Rabbeinu Yosef Latalta Lefrachai Rav Yosef Matur. Even the Tosfos said no. Tshuva says Rav Moshe Kol Balechayim Havelei Muksa Afilu Ba'osan Shatinokos Mesachken Mohen. All animals are muksa, even if children are playing with them. Ela Im Kenei Miyuchadim L'Shashuim, unless it is miyuchad to be a toy. In parentheses, pets. And if you look in the footnote here, because if you look in this in the earlier tshuva, which was printed by Rabbi Bodner in one of the early Muksa books, he quotes it without the last line about pets. And if you don't have the last line, it sounds like Rav Moshe says, like, lo plug, all by the Chaim Muksa, even, but osan shetinokas psakin behen, even those that kids play with. Sounds like it's totally Muksa and Rabbi Bodner there, and many other Muksa svarim say that it's usser. But Rabbi Shapsay Rappaport, who put together the posthumous volume, said that Rav Moshe told him to add in that line. Maybe he changed his mind, but he told him to add in that line to the tshuva that unless it's pets. And it's the same thing with Rav Shlomo Zalman, interestingly. Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos is quoted as not being so convinced that pets should be mutter, but in the Shulchan Shlomo, a later compilation in 32, Tziporim v'chadome, oklavim, dogs, sha'anashim, eila shemavalim zbanam lehevel larik. He's not into people having dogs in general, but if they have a dog, regil masachi bahem, people play with them. So, says the Shulchan Shlomo of Shlomo Zalman, Kivish HaTashmisham Hula, Taltel Mi Makom LaMakom, Shaper Dami, the Ein Zeh Muksa. So a number of poskim say that maybe pets are different. Chazal never had this in mind. We don't say a low plug. The Yalkut Yosef in 33 is not convinced. He thinks it still should be Usser, as well as the Archa Shabbos. Probably most poskim that you would find would say it's still Usser, the Archa Shabbos. Balei Chaim, Haim, source 34, Haim Bechla Muksa. Balei Chaim, animals are included in Muksa. Ke'etzim va'avanim, like wood and stone. Kivan she'enim muchanim, even since they're not muchan. Ve'enim ruim l'shimusha shel adam. Ve'en l'taltelam klau. Right, they're not royal l'taltel. V'yafilu balei chaim shebedei adam megadlim abesam. Ba'bateim, even animals that people have in their houses. V'regilin ki'biyamos acholi kachosam bi'adayim. You play with them. You pet them. Harei muksim in l'taltelam b'shabes. Wow. And that's how most poskim assume, that there's a low plug. Is there what to rely on? Yes, there's what to rely on. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman seem to matter it at least later in their lives, but there is what to rely on. L'chenin l'talto kelev v'chatul otzavo efrochim ha'gadelim babayis, one shouldn't. So again, this is the what the poskim say. What about petting? Is petting touching? Is petting moving? Right, playing with, picking up an animal, picking up a dog, that's this machlokas poskim. But what about, according to the shittas that are machmir, that you shouldn't, they're muksa, and you can't move them. What about just petting them? So again, according to the ones that say animals are not muksa, then of course petting them is fine. But what about the poskim that say the animals are muksa, all, even pets? So that's not clear. Again, is that called moving the animal? When you move some of his fur, the covering that he has, so... If you look in the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that one can't move limbs. One can't move limbs of animals, maybe just to push them a little bit to walk, that would be okay. Kol Behema Chayav Oof in 35. Medadin Osam B'chatzer. Medadin, that means like encourage them to walk in the Chatzer. She'ochez B'tzav Aram U'B'tzadim U'molichanim Shuchim Malichayim L'kach, to move them along. U'bavad Shelo Yagbihem. That just, you can't lift them up. It's the muksa name. If you lift it up, that's carrying muksa. But petting, no, not 100% clear. Rabbi Bodner and other poskim say if animals are muksa, you can't pet them as well. And lechora, that should be the case. Because right when you touch them, you're moving them. You're moving some of their hair. But the Shulchan Aruch says in another context that one is allowed to clean one's wet hands or dirty hands on a tail of a horse. That's the last source in this section. The last mukkar in this section, 36. Mishenislachacha yado betit. If somebody's hands are dirty, mekancha bezanav asus, you could wipe them with a horse's tail, ubezanav apara, or a cow's tail, ubemapa akasha asuya lechos bakotzim. You could wipe it. So what do you mean? You're moving the horse's tail. So is that because it's a tzorich? Is it tzorich? It's unclear. If you look in the Mefarshim, they talk about, hi, if you say it, things are muksa, well, animals are muksa, then how would you be able to do this? So this is the issue of moving animals. So it's a machlokas haposkim about pets. Seems like many are machmir, so maybe lechatchila one should be machmir about this. But again, if there's a real tzorich gadol, then one would be, seems like there is room by some poskim to be mekel. What about related feeding animals? What about feeding animals on Shabbos? So there is a gzeirah d'rabbanan not to feed certain animals, either because it's tircha yaseira, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that, others say you can't feed animals that don't, well, we'll get certain ones because you might come to trap them, right? Maybe it's a gzeirah d'rabbanan, but the Gemara has a distinction. Some animals yes, some animals no. The Gemara says here, Shabbos Kufnun Hey, source number 37 on page 191. The Gemara says, Nosdin mizonos lefnei kelev. One is allowed to put food in front of a dog. Ve'nosdin mizonos lefnei chazer, but not in front of a pig. What's the difference? Animal's an animal. Umay hefesh bein zeh lazeh. Zeh mizonosa v'alecha, v'zeh mizonosa v'alecha. If an animal relies on you for food, then it's mutter to give him food. That's the yesod. If an animal could get food without you, it's a stray, and it can get food without you, so then your one is not allowed. Again, either because of Tircha Yaseira or Shema Yatsud. Again, the Tircha Yaseira reason seems to be the one that's central, according to this chilek. That's why there's a difference between rely on you or not. Amar Ravashi, Masis Anami Deker. Ravashi says the Mishnah also proves it. Because the Mishnah says, "Einosemayim lefnei dvorim lefnei yonim shebeshovach." You can't put water in front of bees or birds in your shovach. Avonosan lefnei avazim lefnei tanagolim, in front of chickens. Yes. What's the difference? It must be because of the yonim and the dvorim. They could go anywhere else to get food, but the other chickens can't. La mishum d'hanim zonos alecha. Hanim zonos alecha. So, isn't there a raya from the Mishnah? Rav Ashi asks. Says the Gemara, maybe not a raya. Ula taimech mayar yamaya afilu chidav sari namilo. Why did they talk about water? You should talk about wheat and barley, right? So Ella shiny mai the shlichi ba'agma. Don't bring me a raya from the Mishnah. Water is different, right? You can't give water because that's common and they can get water themselves. But other things maybe that they can't get themselves, maybe you're allowed to feed that even to animals that don't rely on you for food. The question is how to understand this Gemara. The Gemara seems to have two stages. One stage is the distinction between relying on you for food. Mutter, not relying on you for food, usser. We tried to bring a raya from a Mishnah, and we knocked out the Mishnah with a different distinction. Distinction in at food that's readily available to the animal, usser to give them. Food that's not readily available to the animals, mutter to give them, even if they don't rely on you for food. So the question is that just knocking out the raya from the Mishnah, or is that lahalacha? Is that lahalacha? That is not 100% clear. The Rambam seems to say, the Rambam and the Rif don't quote the second day, the second distinction. Only the first, meaning they assume that that's just a knockout of the Raya. That's not a halacha. Because if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perachaf Aleph, the Rambam says, in 38, when do we say that it's mutter to feed an animal on Shabbos, b'mishim ezonos avalav? If they rely on you for food, kigon behemto v'chayso, animals, behemoth and chayis v'yone abayis v'avazim v'tanagolim, chickens and geese, avol mishein mezonos avalav, but animals that could just do fine without you, kigon chazir v'yone shovach, birds that are in a chicken coop at dvorim, lo yitin lefneim, lo mazom, lo mayim, you can't feed them if they don't rely on you for food. So the Rambam does not quote the second line, the second distinction in the Gemara about, oh, if it's something unusual that they can't get, you can give any animal. And the Ran wonders about it. The Ran notes that the Rambam and the Rif don't quote this distinction. And the Ran says in 39, he quotes the Gemara, and then he says, "Lafichach tamahani al Rambam zal shekasa berachaf alav al mi sheim zonos v'alav v'chulu v'lo chilek bein shchiach bein lo shchiach." He's not machalik between whether it's available or not. V'chein kar Rav Afasi luiskir mezeklum v'lo yidati lama. So he just says, "I don't know why." I don't know why. He's not going to say they're wrong, because obviously the Gdolei HaPoskim, the Rif and the Rambam, but he says, I'm not sure why. So the answer is, the Beis Yosef says, it must be that they read the Gemara just as we suggested, that it's just a knockout of the Raya, but it's not that we Poskin that way. Not that we paskin that way. And that's what the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Beis Yosef says, Rabbi Yosef Karu, mi ulinyan halacha, naktinan kistam braisa. We paskin like the stam braisa diktani. What did the braisa say at the beginning of the Gemara? Any food? And this is the distinction. Right, we don't know. No food can be given to an animal that does not rely on you for food, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. In 41, no food to animals that don't rely on you for food. The Chazon Ish though says lamaisa lamaisa. Again, what's the issue here? Animals that don't rely on you for food, giving them something that there's not available to them. Is that allowed? So, it seems to be a machlokas we've shown him. The Chazon Ish says that, you know, we're talking about an Issa D'Rabbanan here. We're talking about an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's not 100% clear why the Riff and the Rambam didn't quote it. Maybe they would agree with the Eva that it's okay. So he says, if you rely on this, if you do it, you know, ain lo hifsid. Lo hifsid. Ha-somech al divrei haran lo hifsid, says the Chazon Ish. So, you have a day. The Shulchan Giborim notes in the other direction. So the Giborim, again, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, on the Dafi HaRif, on the side of the Rif, he says, even if an animal is owned by you, if they don't rely on you for food, you can't feed them. Only if they rely on you for food. Right? The Gemara is, when the Gemara talks about the Yoni Shovach, these doves, doesn't say that Yoni Shovach of others or yours. That just says, V'tzorachin, lama ze Yoni Shovach v'aliyah, shem shalom mikri emzonosam alecha. Why can't you feed them? The answer is because they can get food from elsewhere. And if the issue is Tircha Yisera, then you can't. They could find elsewhere. Good. One other important ha'ara, the Eishal Avram from Buchach. Right, there's two. Eishal Avram is, there's a pre-Megadim, wrote a commentary in the Magen Avram called Eishal Avram. That's the Eishal Avram. But when they quote the other Eishal Avram in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, he's known as the Eishal Avram of Buchach. Right, it's Reb Avram David Warman of Buchach, 1770 to 1840, as it says here. That's different Eishal Avram. So he says, a couple of important points about this. What if somebody has just leftover food and they're just throwing it out? Right? Is that called feeding animals? I'm just getting rid of my food. I'm putting it in the garbage. I'm putting it in a place, even if I know the animals are going to get it, but I'm not putting it there for the animals, that would be okay. And we'll see, this could have an important nafkamina. Mikol makom, kishem mashlich ma'achol miyado. If you're kavana, the whole thing is just a drabanan here. And it's a drabbanon of feeding animals that don't rely on you for food because of Tircha Yisera. But what if my act is not, my kavanah is not to feed the animals. My kavanah is just to do something for me. Like just to get rid of this food that's leftovers. Mutter. I'm throwing the food out. I have to schlep and go somewhere dafka where there aren't animals. One can. Right, and therefore the Eishal Avram says you can throw it out if it's just leftovers. And what about shaking out a tablecloth of crumbs? I have to dafka do it on a day when I don't see any birds. I'm shaking it out because I want to shake it out the tablecloth. Even though animals and birds might come take it, that is mutter. Again, this is a drabbana, requires kavana. Kavana. And we'll get to another example a little bit later. In a couple of minutes. But says the Yalkut Yosef, mutter lenaris amapa birmir peses, o bechatzar abayis, one is allowed to shake out a tablecloth on a porch or in a yard. Even the birds are going to come and gobble up the crumbs. Even if sometimes you shake it out somewhere else, sof, if you're just acting for yourself, then one is allowed to do it. The Mishnah Berurah also in the Bir Halacha quotes, if an animal relies on people for food, then you could feed it, even if it's not you. Right, it shouldn't be that, oh, only my animals, but your animals I can't. There is an Elio Rabba like that. That's what the Bir Halacha quotes in 46. V'kozeh ma'iri k'shehem shelo, kein mucham Elio Rabba. The Elio Rabba says, only your animals, because those they rely on you. No, that just means they rely on people. L'anias daiti ein zeborer, t'kivan shehem shel Yisrael, ve'enam ochlen mehefker, since they're owned by a Jew, they're not hefker, they need, you know, people to provide. So other people, the owner or the non-owner, both can do it. They rely on humans for sustenance, and that is all that is there. So that's the chilek. There is, just to end this section, there is a special heter, it seems, for dogs. For dogs. The Gemara has what to say about dogs. The Gemara seems to say that a dog we have to have extra rachmanis on. No, you would think that it's because of Leichas Kal Lashona by Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the Gemara towards the end of Masechah Shabbos, Kufnun Hei, source 47, Darash Reb Yonah Apischa de Benesia. Reb Yonah darshened at the doorway of the Nasi. Mai dechsiv. What does the pasuk mean in Mishle? Yod the tzaddik din dalin, that the tzaddik knows of the din of the poor. Yodea HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is the tzaddik, and he knows the din of the dal of the dog. Bekelef Shem Mizonosa Muatan. A dog, his sustenance is scarce. Lefichach Shoa Bachilasu Meyav Shloshiyam. And that's why Hashem keeps the food in the intestines. It doesn't digest so much, so it sits in there, and therefore he has rachmanis because he's not going to get so much food. So the digestion takes a long time. And Rav Huna says, you know what you learn from this statement? That it's good to give food to the dog. Arach ara lemishte umso lekalba. Right, throw the meat to the dog. Throw the meat to the dog because, you know, that's as long as the Gemara continues, as long as you do it in a way that he's not going to be nimshach basrach, right? You don't want him to always follow you home and be near you. Okay, but either way, you see, giving food to the dog has a special din. And that's what the Magen Avraham quotes. And the Mishnah Berura quotes that one could feed even an ownerless dog, even a stray dog, because dogs, you have that rachmanis on, because it's hard for them to find food. Okay, I guess maybe it depends on the setting, but here it seems dogs are dogs. Afilu kelav shina magala bebeso, says the Mishnah Berura, quoting from the Magen Avraham, 48, mutter de mitzvah ksas gamkein, litin lamazonas. It's a small and a little mitzvah. Kemo shomer chazal, like Chazal say, Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Allah L'fishim Mizonosav Mu'atin U'mashim Echilosav Emeyav. So he quotes this Gemara in Shabbos Kufnin. Hey, we have Rachmanis on the dog. Doesn't have so much sustenance, and therefore one can give. And the Shmir Shabbos summarizes all of these laws in 49. Kol Baal Chayim Sheina Motzei Lo Mazon. Any animal that does not have food. Okay, our shir is not about Tzar Baal Chayim saving animals, doing malachas for animals, right? Even a drabanan, that's not today's shir. But the Shmir Shabbos says any animal that does not find food, v'hu raven is hungry, mutter litin lefan of mazon, gam b'shabbos agam b'yantif. If the animal doesn't have food, even if he's not usually relying on you, but now he's relying on somebody he needs, you're allowed to feed it. Ki ari kasav, rachma v'kol masav. Rachma v'kol masav. That's one of the sources, Rav Asher Weiss likes to point out, that there are many, many sources in the Rishonim for Tzar Baal Chayim, none in the Gemara. None in the Gemara. He uses this as one of his examples of Ratzon HaTorah, Ratzon Hashem. But one of the sources is Rachma v'kol masav. V'chein motu l'aseis mazal v'dekelev, gam im ein mazonoso ala adam. Right? The dog. You're allowed to give any dog food. Again, not petting the dog or playing with the dog. That was the machlokas aboskim earlier. But you're allowed to give the dog. Motu l'iten ochlin b'fien shalosan b'heimah shekashlam l'kachaz ochlam aspon. You can even put it into the mouths of the animals if they have trouble eating it themselves. We didn't talk about that, but that's what the Shmir Shabbos continues as well. That's called ha'achala. And what about feeding fish? Solach ora, you know, if they rely on you, they're not getting food anywhere else. So one is allowed to feed their fish on Shabbos. If you feed them every day, so you feed them on Shabbos. Says the Shmir Shabbos in source 50, aquarium. Sheish bo dugim vitzimchemayim. You can't switch the water on Shabbos, but you could add water on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to add water on Shabbos? Because maybe if you don't add the water on Shabbos, fresh water, they're going to die. So this is basically like feeding them. They rely on you for food. If you don't add the water, they're going to die. This is like feeding them. But what about moving the aquarium? Must be machmir, because fish are muksa. You got to feed them, but the fish are muksa. Dog, what happens if a fish jumped out of the water on Shabbos? Shikaz b'av Shabbos. Can you put it back in? So machlokas. Machlokas, as you see, whether muksa would be pushed aside for this circumstance. If one of the fish die, mutar lasiro, because levi git probably would cause the other fish to die, and that would be that will be a hefzer gadol, right? If all the fish die. If one fish is going to die, you know, out of the aquarium, so maybe it will be different. Finally, the minog of Shabbos Shira. The minog. There are those, the Magen Avraham already quotes 400 years ago, that there is a minog to give food, to give chitim, wheat, put it out for the birds. Put it out for the birds on Shabbos Shira. So some poskim say, you really want to be yosi the minog and not get to any questions? Put out the food on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Birds don't rely on you for food, so why are you putting the food out, right? L'chor it's an issa d'rabbanan of feeding animals on Shabbos. But the Magen Avraham quotes this, V'yish no'agin lasi schitim b'Shabbos shira l'fnei ha'ofos ve'eino nachon. I think it's wrong. It's a violation of the issa d'rabbanan. Shaharei ein mezonosan alecha. So, is there a way to defend the minog? So the Aruch HaShulchan Kedarka Bakodesh comes in and says, wait, remember we said before, when you shake out the tablecloth, why is that allowed? Because your kavana isn't to feed the animals. Your kavana is just to, you know, do something for yourself. So by Shabbos Shira, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we're not doing it for the birds. We're doing it for ourselves to remember the Nisim, to remember the Simcha at Shabbos Shira. It also goes to Tosefa Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. It's a minog mitzvah on us. It's a little difficult to say that because the mitzvah is to feed the animals. So it's a little tricky. But the Aruch HaShulchan says in 52, Yesh Misra'amim, Misra'amim, Amasha Minag B'Shabbos Shira, Lizro Chitim Lefnei Ofos, throwing the wheat, Harei Eim Zonos Amalecha, they don't rely on you. Avonira Li Diminag Yisrael Torah, Aruch HaShulchan says, I'm going to defend it. Shere Einanu Torchim B'Shvila, Mela B'Shvilanu, we're not being Torech for them, Torchi Yisera, it's for us. The bird sung Shira, so we're remembering that amazing miracle. Lachin anu machzikin bohem tova. Imkein kavana was thanking them. Akar satov, thank you for singing with us. Hakavana kadei lizkar simcha shiras ayam v'les lanba. The Shemir Shabbos and most poskim quote lachumra. The Shemir Shabbos lo yafe osim ela shemefazrim gargirei chitim. It shouldn't be done, but there are those that rely on this Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Avadia in Chazon Avadia says yesh noagim, and even though there are some that are oser hanoagim kein yesh lo amishi esmochu minok she Yisrael Torahu. The Tzitz Eliezer also says there are those that do it because they're remembering that birds helped us out because Dasan and Aviram put out the man on Shabbos morning and the birds ate it up. They wanted to trip up Moshe. In any case, if one has this minog, there's flexibility and there are deyas, but it seems like better to do it on Erev Shabbos, and that would be Yotzei L'chala deyas, that you won't get into any issues. So again, having the animals, Hilcha Shabbos is just one topic regarding animals. There are many other topics regarding animals, in terms of neutering animals, in terms of food for Pesach for animals. Animals, a lot, bring an animal into shul if it's needed. These are all important issues. But again, this finishes up the shiurim about animals. Again, the first shiur we had about animals relating to animals doing malacha, just to review, malacha, mechamer, trapping animals, when is it usser, when is it mutter, what about setting a trap, that was all part one, and then we had part two, the second shiur, killing animals, killing dangerous animals, dealing with lice, that was the last shiur, and this shiur was moving animals, feeding fish, Shabbos Shira, and the like. Okay, Adkan, shiur Dalid from this volume, as from next time we pick up and start the world of Muksa.